Support for KNKX's Studio Sessions comes from the University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university. Through scholarly engagement and collaborative education, Puget Sound prepares students for careers in the arts, sciences, research, and entrepreneurship. More at pugetsound.edu.
Fantastic Negrito's life has been a series of reinventions. In the 1990s, he signed a multi-million dollar deal with Interscope Records as the R&B singer Xavier. He was then in a near-fatal car wreck that crippled his right hand and left him in a coma for 4 weeks. Following his recovery, he left the music business and invested in a cannabis farm in Oakland, California. After starting a family, he felt drawn back to music, this time doing it on his own terms, starting with busking at Bay Area train stations. It was there that he met the person who convinced him to apply for the first-ever NPR Tiny Desk Contest in 2015, which he won. And it was then that he chose his new persona, Fantastic Negrito. Since then, he's released 7 albums and has won 3 Grammy Awards for Best Contemporary Blues Album. His most recent release, Son of a Broken Man, came in 2024, and he has a live album scheduled for release in the summer of 2026. He was in town with his band to play a sold-out show at the Triple Door.
All right, everybody, welcome down here in Seattle, where they say it's the land of coffee, where we have our own little brand of coffee, and it's a song called Beet Salad. We recorded this song in Switzerland off our live album. I wrote it on the side of the stage over there trying to get my thoughts together. It's called Beet Salad for all the positive vibrations we can push upon the world to meet and destroy and confront all those negative vibrations oh so valiantly. So let's kick it off. But if you want to do Beet Salad, first you need a beat. Is there a drummer in the house? Oh, that drummer, he make it feel. Oh, that drummer, he make it feel. Oh, that drummer, he make me feel like I need a bass guitar. Come on. Darling, that's sweet. Make me move my feet. Oh, darling, that's sweet. Guitar, 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 guitar. Ooh, oh, love. Sing something so sweet. Fellas, hold up. We forgot about our friend. Vallejo, California, Mr. Brian Simmons on the keys. Bring in Soul Clapper, Soul Clapper, Soul Clapper, Soul Clapper, Soul Clapper, Soul Clapper, Soul Clapper. And we gotta get together. Can we get together? 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 Don't tear it up, don't, I said, don't tear it up, 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 don't tear it up. Seattle, I got the blues this morning. Everything's gonna be alright. I got the blues this morning. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. I got the blues this morning. Everything's gonna be alright. I said, we get together. 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 Hold up, hold up. I say, hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Let me get together. Get together. Get together. Get together. Get together. Get together. I want to hear things in the hills of bluegrass. Come on. That's good. Hold up now. Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold up,
wait a minute.
I said, hold up, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Seattle, I'm trying to tell you, I got the blues this morning. Everything's gonna be alright. I got the blues this morning. Everything's gonna be alright. I got the blues this morning. Everything's gonna be alright. I got the blues Oh, yeah. We call our song Beach Salad. Kind of, that's our coffee, waking up after spending 2 hours at the Border Patrol. You know, they took our lemons. Why'd they take the lemons? Okay, we're going to do this next song. It's off an album. All this is from an album, a live album that I just did, and it'll be out in July, but there are some copies sneaking around out there. And this one is called Your Sex is Overrated, not mine. Your Sex is Overrated. It's off the album Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? Let's get into it. Sex is overrated. Oh, baby. You, I found out it was true. Every time I see you walking, I remember when you thought your collard greens and thighs were the only thing that made you right. Oh yeah, I know you won't get mad, baby, but what I gotta say is wrong, but I gotta say it to you. Yes, I do. Your sex is overrated, love is complicated, I'm so jaded, I gotta let you go. 'Cause it's all in vain. You know, I got so sad the day you walked out the door. You said you wasn't coming back to me no more. Oh, I was crying on the floor. Now you know you're bad. You know you're bad. Who you calling daddy now?
Who you calling daddy now?
Ooh, yeah. I don't know what I gotta say is wrong, but I gotta sing it to you. Your sex is overrated, love is complicated, I'm so jaded, I gotta let you go. 'Cause all in vain. Yeah, yeah. My baby, so after the rain is gone, everything is so beautiful. After the rain is gone, said after the rain is gone, mama, everything is so beautiful. Yeah. Sex is overrated, love is complicated. I'm so jaded, I gotta let you go. Cause it's all we want in vain. Your sex is overrated, not mine. This next song we're gonna play is called There you go. It's called what is it called? It's called California Loner. It's off my album Son of a Broken Man, which I wrote about my father. I was born the 8th of 15 kids. My father had me when he was 63. My mother was 30, and that makes me old sperm. My sperm came out on a walker. It's all right. People always laughed at me. They said, is that your grandpa? And these people laughed at me too. But you know, I learned to turn it into something good. So it's a song that I wrote to my father. And he stopped talking to me when I was 12. And if he was here now in Seattle, this is what I'd say to him. Bring it in, boys. USA, everybody got a gun. USA. Anytime you see me walking all alone, like I'm lost and I can't find my way back home. I reminisce about those days I held your hand. If in the past I lost my dad, I lost my guess what I'm talking about? Here in California, feeling like a loner since you've been gone. I've been missing ya. Now I'm really feeling it so bad. I've been feeling it so bad. Here in California, feeling like a loner since you've been gone. I've been missing you. Now I'm really feeling it so bad. I've been feeling it. That you saw me, I was so young, and I was trying to figure out what's right and wrong. Baby, now I know I did some things that made you so mad. If you could only see me now in Seattle, I'm not so bad. Here's what I'm talking about, here in California, feeling like a loner. Since you've been gone, I've been missing you. Now I'm really feeling it so bad. I've been feeling it so bad. Here in California, feeling like a loner. Since you've been gone, I've been missing you. Now I'm really feeling it so bad. I've been feeling it so bad. Did you let it get away? Did you let it get away? Did you let it get away? Peters. Introduce these guys. Say, so let's start off with this kid right here, which we don't really know him that well. He came in from New York, and he said he knows all the stuff, and we didn't believe him for about a week, but he ended up knowing all the stuff. So let's give it up for Mr. Vincent McLaughlin on the guitar, the youngster. And then over here we got a legendary bass player. And I mean legendary. He's played a range from CeeLo Green to Whitesnake. I mean, this guy can play anything. I used to see him when I was busking all the time. His name is Uriah Duffy on the bass. And then I'm so fortunate to play with these guys. I got another legendary professional, a bad dude, but a nice guy when you're having breakfast with him and stuff. But drums, boy, look out, drums. I feel sorry for them drums. We have a guy who played with the legendary, the family of Sly and the Family Stone, Larry Graham's drummer. So we shared the stage with legends like Chaka Khan and Prince. I mean, this guy is incredible. All you drummers out there, play to a click. That's all I got to say. And I want to introduce him to him. His name is Mr. Brian Brazil. And then last but not least, he's a guy. I try to switch up my band every time, but when it gets to keyboards, I can never get rid of this guy. And as my little daughter told me, that she said, Dad, that's your only friend. You only have one friend. This guy is steady, consistent, loyal. He's like family to me. And that can be bad with my family, actually. Mr. Brian Simmons on the keyboards. That's it. Thank you. Let's get weird. Okay. Let's get weird. I'm gonna do a song that's only I like this song. I figure if I start a band, I started a band as a middle-aged man. Figure I get to play what I want. Gone are the days of insecurity and uncertainty. Only the truth what I say. Please don't let computers in the mail. Please don't let computers in the mail. Please don't let computers in the mail. Please don't let computers in the mail.
Ah!
hamburgers. Classic hamburgers. Hamburgers. All right. Was that weird enough for you? Classic hamburgers. Come on. Wait a second. Yeah, anyway, that's my weird song. I like it. They don't like it.
Okay, we'll go one more, then we gotta go. Because we feel like playing some rock and roll music. Would you like to play rock and roll, fella? All right, play rock and roll.
Rock and roll, rock and roll. Rock and roll, is he loud enough? American pills gonna wreck and kill you. Automatic weapon in a twitching hand. The 50-foot wall of addiction, man. Don't you understand? Everything that sells, American pills gonna wreck and kill you. Yes, it will. Oh, precognitive chases pouring it down. Precognitive chases pouring it down. Precognitive chases pouring it down. I said, for the radio.
Wah, 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 wah.
I say,
it's a long, long road. Lord, you better stop walking. Oh, you better start dreaming. Oh, you better stop talking. It's a long, long road.
Long, long road.
You better stop walking.
You better stop walking.
You better start dreaming.
Better start dreaming.
Oh, you better stop talking. It's a long, long road. Start walking.
You better stop walking.
You better start dreaming.
You better start dreaming.
Oh, you better stop talking.
You better stop.
When you was hungry, girl, you came knocking at my door. I fed you misery, but you kept coming on back for more. My heart was homeless, my lust for vampires and whores.
It's just what I liked at the time, baby.
You kept singing them love songs, 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 kept singing them love songs. Thank you.
needs a smile. Preventive change, this blind and down. Preventive change, this blind.
Fantastic Negrito live at Studio X at KNKX. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
My name is John Kessler. You guys know I'm the host of All Blues and New Blues. All Blues listeners here? Yes. All right. So you know how big
or kind of blues?
All kinds of blues. So you know how big a fan I am. I play Fantastic Negrito every night, sometimes twice a night on the blues programming.
I'm going to come walk your dog with you, buddy.
So, and I'm really glad, because if we just were to like make a judgment about you by your music, it's pretty damn serious. But now we see the joy that you bring to this in live performance. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I'm very optimistic about everything.
And remember, it's like 10 in the morning musician time right now. I know these guys have a sort of 3:30 sound check at the Triple Door, so we're just going to... I just got to ask you at least one question while I got you here. And since we are a blues radio program, I want to ask you about the blues and how you found your way to it. And
I don't think you find your way to it. I think, speaking as a person growing up in America, it's there, whether you want it or not. And my family... was from a small town in Southern Virginia. My mom's maternal side is called, Nathalie, 600 people. And so I would go there as a youngster, so I didn't know what that was. I was listening to rap music. And my grandmother's brother, his name was Uncle Joshua, but they called him Horse. So Uncle Horse, Horse Brown. And I was going to use that instead of Fantastic Negrito when I was coming up with this, but I just... Fantastic Negrito was so provocative and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I like to live there. I mean, if I wanted not to be that, I should have got a job at Starbucks. As an artist, I want to feel this thing.
Yeah.
If I'm uncomfortable, I'm good. So anyway, I remember he would play this music, which I had no interest in. Really, but you really do. Because it's just you're in the country, and he's drinking Johnny Walker Red and grape juice. And... you're a little guy, and you're just like, oh, you know, this is really jangly. It sounded jangly, and like people were crying. And so I asked my grandmother what it was. And then she said, honey, that's blues. And I'm like, Grandma, what's blues? And she said something that I only figured out. That's how I became Fantastic Negrito, because I figured it out like 10, 11 years ago. And she was like, you know, honey, she lived to be 97, always called me honey. She said, honey, white folks thought we was sad. And there was nothing else. She just kept, you know, whatever she was making in the kitchen. And so it dawned on me, like, wow, music, what it does is it connects all of us. And all of the things that we're going through, good or bad or tragic or horrific, that even when you're stripped away from everything, dignity, you know, everything that they'll try to strip away from you, you know, your pride. I didn't want to say pride because I'm a recovering narcissist. So I'm careful about the word pride. But I'll say, you know, like dignity, pride, and like self-worth, that in the end, a human being will do one thing. He will try to express his or her humanity no matter what. And I didn't know what Grandma was talking about. And when you're little, I didn't care. I was like, all right, she thought, white people thought we were sad. I don't know what they meant, but you know, these are very brilliant people, these people that live in these rural areas, and they've been through things that are just unforeseen. and we could never imagine. And I found out so many things about that side of the family after they'd all passed. They just wouldn't tell us. So that's kind of how I discovered it. And I didn't know I was even doing anything blues. I kind of gave up on all that stuff. I've chased stuff in my 20s when I wanted to be famous and have women, whores, cars, drugs, clothing, shiny shoes, you know, marbles. Can I get a few marbles? All that stuff. And once I was in my 20s and I failed at that, I had an accident, was in a coma, I lost my playing hand, which that's why I beat the crap out of this piano, because I'm so angry that I lost the use of my hand. So I don't really play instruments, I just beat them into a submissive state. And I have really great players behind me that can play.
Yeah.
So that's a very long question. What happens? And I just thought, you know, now I'm 45 or 6 at the time. And I'm like, you know what? I just don't care. I just don't care. Whatever's here, I'm playing it. And I would go to clubs. They'd be like, hell no. Like, this is Oakland. We're doing neo soul, buddy. Yeah. Kick rocks. A lot of people, you know, said that to me. But I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to go out to the train station. I knew in my mind I was on a mission. Nice to see Uriah Duffy walk by him. I didn't know he was a nice guy or not, but he would say hi to me. And I had my guitar, and I knew my 2.5 chords. So I would just go out there and play. I didn't realize I was writing everything in E. And I was doing everything in E because it just it felt right. So that's how I found it. And people like, those are the blues. And I'm like, cool. Because it's all the blues. It's all rock and roll. It's all funk, soul, rhythm, blues. What you want? Alligator shoes, foot stomps, hand claps, Hammond B3s, and mini Moogs. It's all that stuff. So I'm as a grown man, I just forgot about all that stuff, and I decided I'm going to be me no matter how uncomfortable it is, and my job is to contribute something. I thought that. I was like, I wanted to take everything in my 20s. I want this. I want that. That looks good. I want that. I want to drive that. Look at them. I want to be like that. American dream. Disaster. I wanted that. But when I was a grown man, I thought, you know what? I want to go down to the train station because I sold all my equipment and I got married. And I was like, what did I do that for? But it's okay. That's another story. I wanted to be like a farmer and a polygamist. I became a good farmer. That's it. So a really good farmer. I grew lots of weed for the whole city of Oakland. It's true. It's a true story. People look at my PG&E bills. They were $3,000 a month. That's right. They loved me. So anyway, that's how I found this. Like, you know, it's a life of living. And then when I understood why we're here, and it's about contributing. And when I was playing this time at the train station, I didn't want anything. I just thought it's my job to connect with those people because I feel like I'm getting older. This is scary. I just had a baby. Oh, my God. This world needs artists or people, man. Go out there and tell people what you're seeing, whether it's uncomfortable, whether it's politically correct, but just tell them what you're looking at. So that's why I was very surprised when I won Tiny Desk because I was playing at that train station and some kids said, hey, man, you should try out for Tiny Desk. And I looked at him and I said, man, I never heard of Tiny Desk. And I don't try out for nothing. I'm 45. Bye. This guy would come by every week. And the sixth time I looked at him and I laughed. I said, you remind me of me. Like, you don't take no for an answer. He said, man, I don't know. I just have a feeling about you. And he's like, I think that there's nothing that sounds like you. And I was like, thank God. And he said, you should do it. So I said, I'll do one take. And then you'll leave me alone. So I did it. 3 months later, just going about my business, I got a call. You won Tiny Desk. And I'm like, you know what I said? What's the Tiny Desk? And a long story. I can't tell you the full story on that because it got sticky and icky. Lord, it got really weird. Mostly about my name. People were so uncomfortable with my name. But I grew up with Latinos, Mexicans, and they were my friends. I'd go to their house, listen to their music. I'd say, El Negrito. They didn't sound angry, so I thought it was all good. I'd eat their food, date their sisters behind their back. I mean, I grew up with that's California. If you don't speak any little bit of Spanish, I don't trust you. Because those are our brothers and sisters, you know. We have a lot of Latino culture. So that's a very long story.
Well said. Thank you. We're going to let you go. I know you got a whole long night ahead of you.
And I want to thank you so much. And if everybody's come tonight, be ready. Be ready.
Yeah, man.
All right. Because it's like church without the religion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.